soccer? He hasn't come on yet.
Good evening.
Evening.
You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 11, second column from the left. That opens up to a landing page of all of the advanced reincarnation classes. If you scroll down to Class 31D, as in dog, and that's where our handout will start. It's Chapter 32, Section 6B, Akavya versus Akiva. Does anybody have any questions from previous classes? We'll start with Olashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ichkite Bid Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Leachta Leshem Yudhe Bavavhe Leyehud Ashalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehinom Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenehu. Akavya versus Akiva, Chapter 32, Section 6b. Later, as a result of the Hanukkah miracle, it reincarnated into Matthias, the Hashmonite, who was actually the high priest and the king, thus meriting two parts of the firstborn right. Here is hinted to the secret of Hanukkah. It is the last holiday in history before the coming of Mashiach, who will unite the three heads, as the stepping stone to this Hanukkah unites two of them. There are three components to the government of the nation of Israel. This is an unwritten commentary. The three components are the king, the priest, or the high priest, and the Sanhedrin, the judicial branch. Generally speaking, there has always been the three components that are separated and yet balance each other. As we know that the number three is the completion of the unity of one that is separated into two and then becomes reunited into three. And that reunification is the balancing of the components. The miracle of Hanukkah is being explained here by the Ari. Is that the high priest, which was Matatiyahu, Matthias, he was the high priest and he was also the political leader. While we didn't call him king, he was acting as both the king and the political and the high priest. But the third component was not present in the one person. Whereas when it comes to Mashiach, this statement, this prophecy, is saying that all three will be in the manifestation of this one human being. Hellenism sought to replace the Torah. I'm continuing to read. The Greeks were not primarily interested in destroying the Jewish body. They were after the soul. Their attack was from Chachma, Ner Mitzvah by the Maharal. That's a book called The Candle of the Mitzvah. Hellenism sought to replace the Torah. In order to controvert this, a shining of the step above Chachma was necessary. At the time, the people had great mesirot nefesh, self-sacrifice, to keep the Torah. And this warranted the transcendental Keter revelation and brought two of its aspects together. We find a complaint against the Kohanic Hashmonaim dynasty that they took the kingship, which belongs to Judah. Until all three heads are together, there is backlash and flack from the union of two. Because it is such a high level, paving the way for the three that will combine forces in the final redemption. Then it is reincarnated into Atavia ben Mechalelel, as already taught. Cain is hinted to in the secret of the Ekev, the heel of Esau, and therefore his name was Atavia. Moreover, since Atavia was also a tikkun, a correction for the level of Mechalel, ben Kenan, one of the 10 primordial generation leaders between Adam and Noah. He was called Atavia ben Mahalalel. This links with the above, as mentioned through Malchut. The upper levels of Keter are bound and manifest. Malchut is at the end of the Sephirot, and is so the heel. Atavia is from the heel of the Cain shoulder, the left shoulder, the root of Cain. Those who stand at the end, the heel, and elevate it merit to hit the jackpot and scale all the way up to the top, to the Keter. The greatest honor of Hashem is the singing of his praise from the lowest of realms. Mechalel means one who makes praise. Mechalel is Mechalel El, one who makes praise to the Lord. Halel is praise, equals the gematria of 65, which equals Adonai, the name of Malchut. And I shall get my praise from pieces of material, from lumps of dust. This is a statement from the Talmud in the section of Hagiga. The greatest honor of God is the singing of his praise from this lowest of realms. This affords the soul the Keter connection. Therefore, the doors of Azara, the courtyard of the temple, did not close on anyone as great in Torah and fear of heaven as a caveat. Cain spoke as if someone brazenly to on high. This was not a negative thing, but it still required the rectification of being turned into praise. Mahalel, the son of Kenan, Mahalel's praise fixed it. Kenin is Cain with an N, with a Nun. By Akavia's uplifting the heel aspects, he took Mechalel a step further into manifestation of divinity. This is the Mechalel El. This fixed the Cain root all the more until it paved the path for Rabbi Akiva to ascend to the fairy foundations of existence. For the first thought was that creation should be run by din, by judgment. Even though God saw that the world could not so endure, and he paired mercy with it, it remains the ideal. Moreover, Mashiach will lift the whole world to this mode. Rabbi Akiva was extraordinary in that not only did he accomplish this for himself, he also opened the door for Mashiach to eventually do this for the world. This is an unwritten commentary, but we are beginning to hear rabbis express different ideas about the Mashiach. The traditional perception of the Mashiach was that of a world filled with peace, serenity, all of the things that people essentially say they want, love, peace, serenity. But what is beginning to be expressed is that the Mashiach will elevate the world to be a level above Chesed, will be elevated to the level of the higher level of justice, the higher level of judgment. Judgment was the way the world was initially created. Why? Because if you are righteous, then you are doing the right thing. And if you are doing the right thing, you do not need to wait for the effect of that right thing to come back to you. You've merited it immediately. That's the idea of judgment. And that's what these rabbis are starting to express, that Mashiach will manifest judgment, but not the lower level of judgment, where it's painful, but the judgment where you exercise dominion. And when you do the right thing, you get immediate effect of that right thing. I'm continuing to read. Akavia ben Mechalelel did this. I read that paragraph. No, I didn't. Rabbi Akiva accepted upon himself tremendous din with great joy. He was ecstatic for the privilege of dying at Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of God's name, in spite of suffering an excruciating, torturous death. He built upon Akavia's achievements and brought the realization of how to praise Hashem for difficulties to the world. From there, it reincarnated into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Thus, at the time of his death, he announced, "Prepare a throne for Hizkia, king of Judah, who has come to accompany me," since he was a reincarnation of his soul root. He also merited taking the crown of priesthood of Cain, the firstborn. As an unwritten commentary, you need to realize that the priesthood was originally dependent, or the priesthood was given to the firstborn in each family. Continuing to read. Each person sees all the members of his soul family at the time of death. If one merits, the major hitters that share a mutual root actually come to escort his soul to paradise. Rabbi Yochanan is unique in that he learned from both Hillel and Shammai, binding together these two opposite approaches, elicited a shining of the source of opposites, the Keter manifestation in him. He so fits into this chain of progressive Keter revelation. After this, it reincarnated into Akiva ben Yosef, whose name also alludes to the Akev of Esav, as in the case of Akavia. With this, you can appreciate what is written in Masechet Rut of the Zohar. Issachar, he is Rabbi Akiva, as we will explain. Further, in the 33rd introduction, this comes to say that Issachar was also bound up the lower heel aspects to a level above. He did this by stepping out of the worldly approach of being involved in materialism and devoted himself completely to Torah, just as Rabbi Akiva did. Issachar is also from the root of Cain. Please excuse me 1 minute, I'll be right back. I'm back, continuing to read. Genesis, the first in thought is the last in deed. The Akiva Akev heel aspect is last in deed. Through it specifically comes manifest first in thought. This is a secret of what it says by Rabbi Akiva. Silent. So arose in the original thought of creation. Rabbi Akiva captured the stray, high-powered Esav energy and transformed it into Kedusha. Esav came from Asui, done. His doctrine is that things are finished and fine the way they are. Man is born a mule, and there is no need for him to work on himself to supersede his materialistic nature. Esav equals shalom, peace, by way of opposites. There is no peace for the wicked, says Hashem. And this, Jacob's hand held the heel of Esav, As mentioned, Akiva comes from Jacob. Rabbi Akiva came from converts. He captured the stray, high-powered Esav energy and transformed it into Kedusha. Akiv, the heel of humility, is fear of God. Were it not for the fear of Malchut, the kingdom, fear comes from Malchut, recognizing God as a king and nullifying oneself to his will. This comes from looking at the heel, his lowest of realms, and seeing the divine hand controlling and dictating events. Fear is the backside, the heel aspect, relative to internal love. It so fixes and reveals divinity in all of the heel aspects of creation, from the head of all levels to the end of all levels. This is one reason why it is not enough just to love God, even though this is a higher quality. As explained, Esau, the firstborn, who is from Cain, the firstborn, included in himself the choice super lights of the world of Tohu. When he did not use them for good, Jacob took them away. He was able to do this through his great degree of fearing God. This is the secret of Jacob, taking the firstborn right away from Esau. This came to manifestation, especially in Rabbi Akiva, who was also extremely God-fearing. He also was fitting for the Torah to be given through him. Even after this honor was given to Moses, Rabbi Akiva is the great pillar upon which stands the Torah of generations after him. By raising up the lowest levels, therefore he was an ignoramus for 40 years. Even after elevating and becoming learned, he raised up the lower levels by accepting upon himself an intense degree of din. He ricocheted up to Keter and drew to the universe its special intense light. Then it came as an ibur into two geonim, which refers to the leading rabbis after the sealing of the Talmud. There were two main academies in Babylon, Naharda and Pumibidisa. The heads of these learning centers acquired the official title of Gaon, which means outstanding scholar, whose name was Rav Achai and Rav Acha. Shivcha Gaon, to rectify them, for they were from the root of the Nefesh of King Ahab, and through them the three letters, Aleph, Chet, and Aleph, of Achav, were rectified by way of Ibur. However, the Bet of Achav was rectified through Rabbi Abraham Galib, as is known from the order of reincarnations of the root of the Nefesh of King Ahab. And that's written in Chaye Maharan for a fascinating story with the Maharasha and the Gilgulim and rectification of King Ahab. The whole soul is included in its name, Bichod Haran. This also includes its actions, for good or otherwise. As the soul is fixed, its letters gain repair. Sometimes the rectification process is divided up, and different letters are fixed through different individuals in various lifetimes. Ahab was one of the wickedest kings. Some say that he has no portion in the world that is coming. It was actually an intense soul of the Cain root that went the wrong way, and so was very bad. He worshipped idols and led a whole nation astray after them. He also committed great offenses of promiscuity. And it was all to, as if anger his, and it was all to anger his creator. It took specifically an intense positive energy from this source to fix it. Precisely the Nadav and Abihu root. They died to consecrate the Mishkan, the place where the entire people directly worshiped one God, place that most nullifies idolatry. This explains the Rambam's suggestion of understanding the reasons behind the sacrifices, to wean the people off of idolatry. At first glance, this appears quite astonishing, for there are many great secrets in the temple service, as explained in the Zohar and many other sources, indicating that the sacrifices are not a post facto practice just meant to save them from something bad. Rather, the Rambam said, means to say that the sacrifices in the Mishkan are designed to bring the people to attachment above that automatically eradicates from their spiritual psyche any possibility of idolatry. So offerings are called karbanot, sacrifices, things that bring close the soul and the universe of God. They were extremely ascetic and never married. Even though this is counted as one of the reasons they died, it was only because of their great level that this was considered such a serious offense. Because they were totally pure, they could have performed the mitzvah in the highest manner and made the greatest rectifications to fix Acha's crimes in this area. They served God with tremendous love and fear, the opposite of rebellion. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? The Good Side of Cain, Chapter 33, Section 1a. Hanoch became the angel Memtet, his neshama being from the Zihara Ila'a. Cain received the nefesh of the Zihara Ila'a of Adam. Hanoch was a unique primordial tzaddik. He reached a level of transcending the worldly limitations until he ascended to angelic parameters. The angel Memtet is a very awesome entity. His name is like the name of his master. But Memtet has equals Shaddai. They both have the gematria 314. This is the almighty divine power is channeled through him during the week. During the week, God sets up a certain theme of tests for his world, cloaks providence, and does not allow it to be so revealed. The spiritual mechanics behind how this works is that he clothes his control in the angel Memtet. To understand what Memtet means to us, who in turn operates through a hierarchy of angels throughout this order of the Hishtalshilut. This affords him the title Prince of the World, not the king, but viceroy next in rulership, the one whom the king operates through. Elsewhere, the Arizal explains that he reached the neshama of Atzilut. This is an extremely high level. The juxtaposition of Hanoch Matat or Memtet. To Cain implies that Hanoch drew from the deluxe energy of the Cain root to attain this plateau. Even though here Cain himself is here said to have only the nefesh of Atzilut, if he would have merited, he would have embodied even Abba, the Chachma of Atzilut. Even though he lost this level, his soul still has intrinsic linkage to it and the potential to ascend there. Moreover, this potential can be accessed by those of his root to ascend beyond Nefesh. The same applies to the prophet Elijah, who likewise to Hanoch didn't die and ascended to become an angel. My written commentary. In the 10 luminous emanations from Rabbi Ashlag, he explains that it is necessary to have an entity that has attributes of both worlds in order to evolve from one world to the next. Between the attributes of both worlds in order to evolve from one world to the next. Between the inanimate world and the vegetable kingdom, there is the choral entity. Between the vegetable and the animal, there is a dog-like creature native to Australia that has an umbilicus to receive nutrients from the ground. Between the animal kingdom and the speaking level, there is the monkey. Between the speaking level and the angels, there is Memtet, who is Hanoch ben Yared. In my opinion, the people who try to defend Memtet as Michael or an archangel are making a mistake. He is the level that will allow humans to grow to their rightful ultimate purpose in creation, whatever that will be. As is already known, all the souls were included in Adam, and when he sinned, his spiritual posture was reduced, until all that remained within him was a truma, a designated portion which is 2 from 100, or 5% of the challah of the world. Truma is a small piece that God commanded to give to the Kohen from produce. Challah is a similar divine gift given to the Kohen from dough. In the simple understanding, here they are used as borrowed terms to teach that Adam was but a fraction of his former self after his sin. This, however, does not mean that he was not himself. Truma and challah are the choice portions. No matter what a person does, their intrinsic good point and soul are untouchable. Even though a Jew sinned, he is still considered one of Israel. However, the comparison of these kosher gifts can be understood more deeply. Truma is Taru Memhe, raising the divine name Memhe, is also a word meaning nullification. This explanation of the word Truma is in line with the another permutation said by the rabbis. Tre Mimaye, 2 out of 100, meaning 2%. Me'ila, 1 gives 2, the point of Chachma and Bina, out of the 100 Sephirot, to God and thereby merits inclusion in him. They, the Dinim, are selfish, are all elevated, purified in Chachma, as well as the Gematria of Adam being 45. The innermost untouchable place of the soul is always connected to Hashem and included in him. The work of the Adam of mankind is to access this point and cause it to spread and take hold of the personality. My commentary. The name of Ma, which is 45, Mem He, is Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, He, He Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, He, He Aleph. It is also the gematria of Adam. It is connected to the essence of Zeranpin and the Olam Yetzirah, the world of formation. This is where our souls exist while we tour the physical world. This is where we become the creators, while in actuality being co-creators along with Hashem. Hala comes from an etymological root of yearning and supplication. And Moses supplicated with yearning, the Hebrew is Vayechal, at the giving of the Torah. The nation ascended to the plateau of Adam's level before he sinned. The mistake of the golden calf was similar in effect to Adam's eating from the tree of knowledge, which has caused the spiritual downward plummet of man. Moses' prayer started with Vayechal, Kala, to fix it. The deepest point of the heart is filled with yearning for its maker and longs to express and connect to him through prayer. Adam is the choice portion of the universe. After he lost his status, the mitzvah of separating Kala came to restore his prestige. My commentary. In my opinion, this is referring to the parasha of Vayechanan. Vayechal and Vayechanan are similar in sound. Can you think of a reason for why women separate challah, since its purpose is to restore the man, Adam's prestige? And they shall build for me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell in their midst. Take Truma, as it were, me. Truma was given for the building of the Mishkan, which restored divinity to the world. Although this verse refers to the giving of gifts to the Mishkan, it is in the same category as our Truma at hand. Therefore, they bear the same name. The mitzvahs of Truma and Challah are two special priestly privileges. The Kohanim bring the offerings in the temple and activate Ma nullification, an act of Challah yearning prayer, powers in the souls of the nations, and the gifts of Truma and Challah are given to them for this purpose. Moreover, just by people giving them these gifts, their accompanying motions are awakened in the soul. From the level of Nefesh, which is the level of Asiyah, two souls remained with him that are better than the rest. This Trumat Nefesh, choice soul, was given to Cain, while the rest of the portions of the souls flew away from Adam after he sinned. We already spoke about how Cain was a combination of good and evil. Thus, he was also able to father souls that were like Abel, his brother, as is mentioned in the end of the Yidre Rabbah. Not so from his good fortune. From his good comes the souls of Sadiqim, whereas from the side of evil comes the souls of the wicked. And Abel was also mixed. The emphasis here on Cain's being mixed is because the polarities, a typical tohu quality, are much more extreme in him. Reuben, the firstborn, chapter 33, section 1b. But before I go on, should I ask, are there any questions? From the good side of Cain came Canaan and Mahalalel, as mentioned in the Zohar. After that, Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, was born. He would have received the firstborn rights of Cain, the firstborn of Adam, had it not been for the episode of Bilhah. The firstborn right goes part and parcel with guarding the Brit. The covenant. Reuben disturbed the bed arrangements of Jacob, which on his exalted level was counted as a lack of guarding the Brit. Joseph, who was outstanding in guarding the Brit, took it over. Although not mentioned in scripture, the Midrash tells that Cain took the extra wife of Abel. Here the Arizal reveals that the spark of Cain in Reuben caused him the incident with Bilhah. Soul roots spark tendencies in their animated, incarnated aspects. Reuben used the Cain energy for good. The name Reuben comes from Reuben, see the distinction between Reuben and Esav. Esav is also from Cain. See the distinction between Reuben, who used the Cain energy for good, and Esav, who did the opposite. Like Cain, they are both firstborn. Reuben is firstborn, and Esav is firstborn. The rabbis explain that all Reuben did was switch the bed of Bilhah. His intention was to protect the honor of his mother, Leah, who was treated somewhat secondary while Rachel was alive. After her death, he reasoned that Rachel's maidservant should not enjoy the first-level status over his mother. Even though his intentions were good, he was held accountable for having disturbed his father's marital arrangements. Nonetheless, the scenario shows the sparks of Cain making progress. An outright crime graduated to become a subtle disturbance. This is a general theme found in the Gilgul process. Just as the metal gets more and more refined each time it goes through the furnace, and they come back. This paragraph starts by mentioning that Canaan and his son Mahalalel are from the good of Cain, what seems to have no connection to the continuation about Reuben. Mahalalel means praise maker. He furthered the good of Cain by being busy as David, praising God. This empowered the good of Cain to step further in Reuben and open a channel for the revelation of the grand firstborn energies. Even though it was too high to remain by Reuben, he opened a channel for his following offspring to eventually do it completely. When he sinned, he also lost the priesthood. According to the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the Torah, the verse, Reuben, you are my firstborn, foremost in rank, says and foremost in power, refers to the birthright, priesthood, and kingship. The secret of Sais is that it refers to the priesthood, which is alluded to with respect to Cain as well. When he sinned, he also lost the priesthood, which is called Sais. God told Cain before he murdered his brother, if you do well, Sait, you will be uplifted, and if you don't do well, sin crouches at the door. The Arizal reveals that this is the source of Sait that is said by Reuben. The meaning of Sait is to lift up. The good part of Cain is super good. The birthright, the priesthood, and the kingship are the outstanding forms of prominence being raised up that are found in the world. Sais plus one equals Shabbat, which is like the world that is coming, the source of all elevation, where the three heads will shine in full brilliance. God gave Cain a heads up as to what he could merit if he withstands coming tests. This is written in the Torah to call attention to the fact that God does this in different ways to varying degrees. For everyone, also each person can merit to extraordinary things. Man was made to ascend, and the sky is the limit. My commentary. When one starts the study of Kabbalah, one is shown and given a taste of what is to come. This whets the appetite and causes one to do more, to search for more and greater connection to the light. This is what is being said above. The usual experience is one truly never reaches the ultimate heads up, as that is what is received when the tikkun is completed. There are many of these heads up, and then we do receive the full essence, and not just the taste. Yet always know this is the hierarchy being displayed. The three forms of prominence are all interrelated. They are all forms of being a head. They come from three heads that are found in the Keter. The head of the Sephirot, this itself is the source of the extra specialty of the good part of Cain. The patriarchs fixed up the original sin. As the sages said, Jacob our father did not die. They removed the cover extraneous material that cloaked the good of Cain, automatically the firstborn of Jacob. The culmination of the patriarchs found a major expression of the good of Cain within him. Nonetheless, the tribes were imparted with the job of taking the work of the patriarchs to the next level. Therefore, there still had to be a test for this to express. Even though Reuben as if did not seem to pass the test, 100% the special levels of good were channeled through him and brought into the... Joseph took the firstborn right, Levi took the priesthood, and Judah took kingship. This allows the three heads of Keter to come out and do their thing to perfect the universe. If we don't finish by the time this ends, we'll meet again at 7:30 for counting the Omer. And please continue reading and completing this section. The whole point of the redemption is to reveal the firstborn aspect. The unification was later actualized in the people after suffering the pangs of Egyptian servitude. First thing God told Moses is to say to Pharaoh in his mission to redeem them was, my son, my firstborn Israel. This implies that the whole point of the redemption is to reveal the firstborn aspect in all of its triple facets. And this shall be the sign that I sent you to redeem them. When you take the people out, they shall serve Elohim on the mountain, Mount Sinai, by the giving of the Torah. The goal of the redemption from Egypt was to be manifest there. And so before the Torah was given, it says, and you shall be for me a kingdom of Kohanim, of priests, and a holy nation. Kingdom hints to the crown of kingship. Kohanim means the crown of priesthood. And holy alludes to the crowns of the firstborn, who is holy. The three heads were brought together in the entire nation. Therefore, if they had only held on to the level attained by the giving of the Torah, no exile would have followed. The forefathers are rooted in Atzilut, and they made their tikkun there. The tribes took it a step further down and drew the repair to Berea. The 12 tribes came from the 12 diagonal borders of Berea. Then came the 70 soul stage. Out of the 70 Sephirot of Yetzirah, they exploded into the 600,000 of Egypt, who operate out of Asiya. To this day, their offspring fixed in this world. My commentary. Do not make the mistake to think that fixing the world means fixing others. It means change yourself. Any action that you think is wrong needs to be changed within you so that the test, which is not to do that action again, or to do that action again, is passed. A good example in our generation is global warming. It will not be solved by governmental fiat or laws, but by people coming to understand that they need to stop releasing greenhouse gases that are part of the everyday things in their lives that are comfortable. The only tool that will do this is the Kabbalah and the use of the Hebrew letters to affect change within each individual. That's the end of our class. I will see you at 7:30.
Thank you. You made it.
Yes, barely. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Annette.
Thank you.